Now, then after we made the application, we had several other people decide they wanted Channel 9, so anybody could make an application on top of the ones that were there up to a certain date. They had a cutoff date, and then they would accept no more applications. Well, we had two or three different groups applying, and we then started out looking at our application, what kind of rules we felt that the FCC would put into television, and we decided probably would be about the same as we had in radio. So we worked from that angle, and then when the other applications came in on top of us, that then shut off all applications, and then it started grinding through the FCC in its slow form. We had to go through a lot of hearings and various types of information where we would develop and release the information on what we were going to do with the station if we were allocated it. And as we worked along, finally, Mr. Edgar Bell, who had been the station manager at WKY, at the Oklahoma Publishing Company, he and Mr. Gaylord decided to part company, and here was probably the most capable television manager anywhere in Oklahoma or in the Southwest in the form of Edgar Bell. So we went ahead and hired him to come and join us in our application for this. And at the time that he joined us, Governor Turner, Luther Delaney, Forrest Harper, and Henry Griffin. Henry Griffin was with the old Griffin Amusement Company that worked with theaters all over this country. Forrest Harper was an oil man, and together we agreed to make them 50% partners, and that meant Edgar and his group of four, and John, Marjorie, and I on the Griffin side. So we joined forces, and it was a great thing for us when we did, because Edgar Bell brought to us more of an understanding of programming and various other assets that he had learned in his long stint with the Daily Oklahoma. So we set up to go through that process. And then, of course, we were working on application for Channel 8, all during the same period. And as we time went by, we wound up with three stations in the FCC trying to come work through the myriad of activity that one has to go. When the FCC froze the first applications, they just froze the allotment schedule that they had proposed and shut down and taken applications or anything for anything further until they studied the operation of several stations they had in operation. One would be Oklahoma City, one was Tulsa. And in so doing, they gave us information and FCC information that we needed in order to modify our application. And in the meantime, they changed the allocation table and allocated Channel 8 to Muskogee, Channel 9 to Oklahoma City, and Channel 7 from Little Rock to Pine Bluff. Well, we made a long study of that situation when they changed the allocation there. So we decided, well, that Tulsa and Muskogee were not that far apart, and if we located the antenna in a proper location between the two, that we could get city signal in both Tulsa and Muskogee. Always have to have city signal in your area of dominance. And so that worked out very well in both Little Rock and Pine Bluff. So we started out then moving the station to Muskogee. We had to rework the application completely, and then finally, when the freeze was lifted, we had pretty much put into operation our application at the FCC. with Channel 9 allocated to Oklahoma City, Channel 7 to Muskogee. And of course, everybody said, well, now let's just see about Muskogee. It's a very little old place over there. And most people said, well, there's no way that you can ever make any money and you can even break even in a city the size of Oklahoma City. But having been a fairly decent engineer and using the engineering capabilities that were available to us, and Paul Godley, who's been our first engineer in Tulsa, had retired, and we had to pick another one. So we used the same engineer that Edgar had used when he prepared the Oklahoma City application. Walter Davis, he had a brother named George. George and Walter Davis became then our engineers before the FCC lifted the freeze. And finally, a year or so after they'd froze it, they had all the information they wanted, so they lifted the freeze. And then it was like a horse race. When they start the horse race, everybody was on his own starting down the track. And we just kept on fighting with them. Everything that came up, we tried to beat it down. And over the long period of time that lasted maybe from the time we first started about television, which would be about 1945, clear on up to about 1949, 50, before the FCC finally got rid of their paper backlog and started signing applications. And we wound up that we had all three applications in. They were in good standing. And first one to come out was Channel 7 in Little Rock. And that was really some great deal. We thought, boy, that's great. Now we'll get started building Little Rock. And just about 30 days later, here came Channel 7. And they did allocate Channel 9 and Channel 7 at the same time. And then Channel 8 was delayed with a lawsuit that we had with a fellow down in Texas that wanted to put in an application. The FCC hadn't worked that one out yet. So then we found John Griffin, Marge, and I, and our friends in Oklahoma City found that we were in the position of having to build two stations immediately. And of course, our friends in Oklahoma City, Turner Delaney, Forrest Harper, and Henry Griffin, they owned only half of Oklahoma City, and we had no partners in Tulsa or Little Rock.